2 or 3 years ago, at a late night gig on the last day of the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, you gave away your bike.
Yes, I did. It was it was every year in Edinburgh. I try and stay healthy, and I don't get any taxis. I go over there and I buy a bike, and then at the end of the festival, it's always a question of what to do with the bike. So I've done Edinburgh now 5 or 6 times. So one year, I just handed it to a child on the street. I thought that would be a magical moment that he would keep with him for the rest of his life. Oh, I guess in retrospect, that was a bad idea, because imagine just arriving home to your mum and going, this man just handed me this bike, and your mum would go, no, you were going to Borstal, you little thief. So 2 years ago, I decided I was going to, it was Russell Howard was hosting the last gig of Edinburgh, and he and I contrived a thing where members of the audience had to just come up on stage, and the person with the best possible reason why they should have my bike got to keep it. And a man came up, and he said no one had ever loved him, and he'd never had a bike before. So he was given the bike, and then it was quite a spontaneous thing. He cycled it off the stage, and the audience all grabbed the bike from underneath and somehow kept it upright, and they turned off all the lights in the venue, and a spotlight went on. So it was like that moment in E.T. where the bike cycles off into the sunset.
It's even on YouTube.
Oh, is it on YouTube? Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, yeah. Well, that'll back it up then.
Hey, well, guess what, David? It was me. I won that bike.
No way.
Yes, way. Yeah.
That was a really good bike. Does it still go?
Well, I was going to give you an update on it. I do feel quite bad. I have some bad news to break to you.
What is it?
Well, I was a student at the time.
Yeah.
And I was a bit poor.
Oh, you didn't sell it.
The brakes didn't work. I took it to the shop. The guy said £100 to do that up.
So
I took it to a pawn shop.
What'd you get for it?
£8.
No! I used to work in a bike shop. You've been taken to the cleaners there.
No. I'm sorry.
You have to go back and you have to buy that bike, wherever it is. You have to track it down using serial numbers in the internet.